Listening to Allie Bain there. Allie Bain, of course, and Jerry Douglas, who put together that wonderful Transatlantic Sessions those many years ago, and gosh, they've kept them going up until this year. And that was Bonaparte's Retreat. Well, you know, I've been teasing you with it for the last half hour, and actually the last few days since we heard about it. Let's see if Jerry, in fact, is there. Jerry, are you there?
Definitely here, Peter. How are you?
Thrilled to get you on the phone. It's been a good couple of years since you've been through the Central Virginia area. I think last time was actually for the Festi when it was out, an outdoor festival a couple of years back. But tomorrow you've
That's
got a big
right.
concert coming up.
I remember the Festi when we played, right after we played. We couldn't have timed it any better because the sky opened up right after we played. And I thought, well, I'm glad we don't play next.
Yes,
so, but I've been great though. This is strange times we're living in.
It is
strange times.
Yeah, I know you originally had a concert for tonight, and the weather didn't look too good. But so I guess tomorrow is really going to be your first outdoor concert in a good long while.
This is the first time I've been on the road since March. I got home from California in around the 2nd of March, and this is the first time I've stepped into a hotel room or, you know, anything like that. And then, and you know, after 50 years of doing it, I think a lot of it's muscle memory, to tell you the truth. But I'm more excited about playing for people, you know, real live hearing people,
yeah,
human beings.
These last months on Facebook, you've been doing these wonderful solo concerts in your studio, and it's been a real treat. But I know a lot of musicians have said, you know, it's just not the same, just playing to yourself. So,
no, it's not the same. You try to make it, you know, you try to lighten it up as much as you can, or whatever direction you're going that day. I mean, I've had some bad days, you know, too, when you hear about somebody else, you know, you've lost, and it just, you know, it hurts. And that's the way you play that day. And but we had Flux Fridays for the whole, you know, when the pandemic really started, you know, like in the middle of March to just last month. I shut them down to start rehearsals and recording with John Hyatt. I had to focus on something there.
Yeah.
But looking at a camera is not the same, I have to tell you.
No.
It's just not, it's
well,
not the same.
Yeah, you know.
I got a piece of gear, though, that I could plug a microphone into and that had an applause button on it.
Almost the same. Hey, you know, you were talking about 50 years of performing, and, you know, for those, I know most of my listeners certainly know who you are, but You got your first real introduction to Resophonic guitar and dobro. Was it through Josh Graves way back when, or?
Yes, Josh Graves. I actually saw Flatten Scruggs right at the end, toward the end in the 60s, Josh Graves, met Josh Graves, and he just impressed me, you know, totally. And I just thought, man, I love the instrument, but you know, I really like the people that play them too. They seem to be really nice folks for the most part. And, but yeah, that was my first introduction to the, you know, hearing them in the mornings when my dad would be going to work at the steel mill. I'd be getting ready to go to school. We had a Flatten Scruggs record on, or we had the Opry, had them on the Martha White, hour from, straight out of Nashville. If the weather would hold up, we could hear them.
Yeah, well, it wasn't quite as powerful as the old days with the Carter family and Jimmy Rogers, where you could, you know, 50,000 watts all across the United States from Mexico, but you could still have a good listening. So,
yeah, well, I was up in Ohio, so I was trying. You know, it was a good long way, but it traveled all the way up there, and on days there's a lot of weather in between, so had to hit and miss.
And then, of course, you know, a number of decades later, you were able to put together that Earls of Leicester band and do your own wonderful tribute to those guys.
You know, things go around, don't they? I mean, I found a place in my schedule where I could finally put together that band. You know, I played with Lester Flatt and I played with Earl Scruggs, but not together. And so I got this band together called The Right People. I'd been planning it for years, but finally called the right people and had a rehearsal. And before the first song was over, I knew it, cold chills were going up my spine. You know, this was too real. So we recorded it and reintroduced that music to a lot of people who hadn't heard what, you know, the original, the roots of bluegrass, you know, Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, the Stanley Brothers, but Flatt and Scruggs were huge, huge, huge.
And of course, you know, you of course know, and a lot of our listeners know that you did stay pretty traditional in many ways, but until What If, you know, when you really started to throw some drums and some horns in there, and, you know, and for a show like mine, Folk and Beyond, that's, I mean, I've always loved your music, but when you said that you finally got to do the stuff you've wanted to do for a long while, on that album.
Yeah. You sort of over time, formulate these, you want to hear your music in a different way. You know, you want to hear it finished. Like I always wrote the songs and had mandolins or fiddles or something do the parts that I heard, but I realized they were really horn parts, is what I had them play. So it was easy to flip those tunes and put these two horns in there, and with drums and, you know, great upright bass and all the pieces came together, and that's what that band is. And it's the closest to jazz, I guess, that I've ever recorded for myself. But you know, there's always going to be a Josh Graves creep in there. Yeah. You never know when it's going to happen.
Absolutely. You know, you always go back to your roots in many ways.
You have to. It grounds you.
But, you know, you've also done so many other things besides your own music. You've sat in with with folks like Garth Brooks and George Jones, Ray Charles. You know, the list goes on and on. You know, so you've been all over the place. And just my friend Nate Leith, who plays with Sienna Farrell, she's got a new single out, and I know you just played on that. I'm curious, were you doing a lot during the pandemic? Were you laying down some music in your studio for artists, or what kept you busy these last months besides the Flux Fridays?
I think I've played on about 30 different projects over the pandemic, which is kind of like a lot for me, because I'm usually on the road. So, but that kind of replaced the road. And I got to sleep in my own bed every night. That was great.
Yeah.
And I was pretty tired when this whole thing hit. I was burning the candle at both ends and was really ready for a rest, but didn't know how to get it. And got it this way, unfortunately, for, you know, I hate what's happening. You know, all the people and, tragedy, but I needed the rest pretty bad. I was falling apart and physically, so I had to get off the road for a little while, and it happened then. I mean, and I think I've talked to a lot of people who said the same thing. A lot of us said, you know, I don't know, I feel kind of guilty to say this, but I'm enjoying this, because none of us were ever home to watch the flowers come out of the ground, you know. And I was asking my wife all the time, what's that? And she said, it grows there every year. You're just not here to see it.
Yeah. And,
you know,
and
things like that.
A lot of starter breads for sour bread started getting done by a lot of musicians across the country, it seemed.
Yeah. And, you know, we couldn't play together at all. For, you know, you just didn't do it if you were, we were being respective of each other and just didn't collaborate. You know, we would send things around, but it wasn't the same as sitting there face to face and really getting it, working it out face to face. It's a completely different forum. We did do it. And when people come back out of their caves and basements and studios and come back out on the road, when it eventually happens, it's going to be quite a while, and, I think.
And of course, well, tomorrow, here in Charlottesville, you're going to be performing with Daniel Kimbrough. So,
Yes, JL Daniels is the greatest. I mean, he's my right hand. And I love playing with him. Over the past few years, he's just become just like, oh, yeah, we think the same. It's fun. It's a good show. He's funny. He's a funny cat. And you know, it's going to be strange. It's the first time I've come out on the road since March. So it's a little weird to think of going into a hotel and all those things that we didn't ever give a second thought to. Yeah. But just, it's an experiment. I'll say that.
Well, the Festi's been doing these concerts for about a month now, and Sierra Hall and Justin Moses were in, and I got to chat with them ahead of one of theirs, and everyone's just been loving those concerts there.
Justin blows my mind. Blows my mind.
Yeah, it's all these young cats who are just playing so amazingly well. You know, and
yeah,
and
great.
Well, just on Sunday, there was a concert there with Love Cannon with Jay Starling, and of course I know.
I may distantly see JCJ when I get up there, and Mary Beth back there. She's been a friend of mine for years and years and years. I've known her for a long time, but Jay, yeah, Jay's a great cat, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. And he played there with Keller, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
remember with Keller?
Yeah, kind of doing a Grateful Dead thing, so.
Yeah.
So it's but a lot of great acts coming through, and you will be there tomorrow with Daniel Kimbrough, and that show's going to, well, the gates open at 6, show starts at 7, and then a second set at 8:30, and then on Saturday, on Halloween, you're going to be at the Harvester Outdoors in Rocky Mount, I know, and a lot of folks.
Yeah, with our Halloween, I forgot my nun costume.
Hey, one question I've been getting from a lot of folks is not how many habits you might have, but how many dobros and resonator guitars you have in your possession.
No. Oh, you know, recently I just sold 5 of them, and that's the first time I've ever sold an instrument, but I had too many. I had like, I'll say over 50. And it was That's crazy for me to have that many guitars when somebody could be playing these guitars, because they're great guitars. I get, you know, I've bought them, I've been given them over the years. They should be played, and I had too many. I still do, way too many. But, you know, I thought this is a good time. People are sitting around, they need something to do. Here's some great guitars I'm going to throw out there, and some really good players bought them. So I'm happy about the whole situation.
Well, for those just tuning in, we've been chatting with Jerry Douglas ahead of his concert tomorrow evening here in Charlottesville, actually out in Earliesville, at Chisholm Vineyards, brought to us by our friends at the Festi. And for more details on that, check thefesti.com. And while you're online, make sure you get over to jerrydouglas.com. And what's that recording project that you're just really starting to dig your heels into right now?
The one we're doing right now is it's a record that I'm doing with John Hiatt. So it's all new John Hiatt songs.
You'll be producing that.
Yeah, I'm producing, and my band is playing, and we're going to tour. We're going to tour it, and it's really good. And John is really happy. You know,
yeah,
I'm happy that John's happy.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, I hear that the vineyards up here they do a great job of keeping everybody safe.
They sure do. They've got the 2, 4, and 6,
everybody's told me.
Yeah,
all my friends have told me this, that it was the greatest. Everybody, it looked great. It was safe. Everybody felt good about it, and it was a great experience.
Yeah, it couldn't be safer, and that allows us here in Central Virginia certain to take advantage of being able to see folks.
No,
like
you're
Jerry
lucky.
Douglas, so.
Well, you're so lucky to be seeing live music and have somebody with the forward thinking enough to get it done. I'm especially thankful that I come and do this. It's a wonderful. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Jerry, I sure have appreciated the time chatting with you, and I look forward to catching you tomorrow over at Chisholm Vineyards. Thanks to the Festi.
All right, Peter. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you over there.
Great. Take care, Jerry. Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.